Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it one of the largest spending cuts in American history. Critics say it doesn't cut spending enough or it cuts the wrong programs. New information from last night, the House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the debt ceiling bill to the floor. That means the bill will come to the floor today for debate and a final passage vote before it goes to the Senate if approved. Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck on CNN.
Republicans are saying that, you know, there's a few billion here and a few billion there that we are saving. Only people in Washington, D.C. believe that you can save a few billion dollars and spend and go into debt $4 trillion more. People are furious. This is a bill that I think is going to be on the level of Obamacare.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, announced he is moving forward with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. The FBI has not turned over a bureau record that a whistleblower says contains details of then-Vice President Biden's pay-for-policy scheme, alleging the Biden family took in millions and millions of dollars from a foreign national. As the FBI claims it's of national security to not turn over the document, Comer on Fox News.
He's given us the runaround for 3 weeks. He's just stalling. He said there's good faith effort. They haven't produced anything. They haven't even admitted they have a document. So we don't have confidence in Director Wray.
Dr. John Forsythe, a Missouri emergency room doctor and father of eight who vanished last week after texting his new fiance he'd see her in a little bit, has been found dead. That was announced by his brother. Missing since May 21st. After he did not report to work at his 7 p.m. shift at Mercy Hospital in Cassville, a small town deep in the Ozarks. His brother Richard Forsythe suspects foul play. Authorities located his body yesterday in northwest Arkansas. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
An arrest has been made in the death of 30-year-old New Jersey councilwoman Eunice Junfor.
Authorities arrested 28-year-old Rashid Ali Bynum of Portsmouth, Virginia, and said they traced him to the murder using cell phone and E-ZPass records. Junfor was shot to death in February while sitting in her SUV outside her Sayreville apartment. Bynum was charged with first-degree murder and possession of a handgun, and he's waiting extradition to New Jersey. A motive in the case was not revealed. I'm Skip Kelly.
Is there a move in the House to remove Speaker McCarthy from his speakership? The debt ceiling proposal has put a lot of people on edge.
Some members of the House Freedom Caucus are considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They're upset over the debt ceiling bill he negotiated with the White House. Congressman Dan Bishop of North Carolina became the first to mention the idea publicly. NBC News has reported that Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado also floated using the motion to vacate Monday night, while other members of the caucus dodged the question. Any House member can trigger the vote, which would then require a simple majority to remove McCarthy. I'm John Schaefer.
The Wall Street Journal asked a dozen or so workers what's still keeping them out of the office. Workers say high costs, caregiving duties, long commutes, and days still scheduled full of Zoom meetings are keeping them at home at least part of the time, along with the lingering sense that they're able to do their jobs completely from anywhere. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and see what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
10 minutes after the top of the hour, so what happened with the Limit, Save, and Grow Act? And I get it. You don't always get what you want, but you pause for just a moment and consider, in negotiations, when both sides are almost equally unhappy, maybe there's something there. But clearly, I don't see this, after everything is all said and done, as a major win. Newt Gingrich believes it is, and he's of the old school that, and even Ronald Reagan would say, hey, even if you get 70%, then, hey, you work on the next 30. But I don't even think we got 70%. Rick Manning knows for sure. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. He joins us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Like you, a bit disappointed. But this is the way negotiations go. And, we'll see. I mean, it seems that certainly the conservatives are upset, and understandably, because I think so much was I think they were so eager to get a deal that they forgot along the way. I don't know. It's almost like, was Kevin McCarthy, aware of the notes that he had going into this negotiation? How do you not negotiate anything about the southern border?
Well, I will tell you, first of all, I was extremely disappointed with what they came out with after thinking about what position to take. I've decided that if I were in Congress, I would have voted against it and have made that known to people in Congress. The reason's simple. The cuts are really illusory. It's a lot of it's window dressing. The number is supposedly $2.1 trillion of savings. That's not real. Most of that is and promise someday maybe we'll do it cuts.
That's beltway talk savings is what you're saying?
Yeah. So it's garbage. They've got about $41 billion in supposed cuts. That's about just a little bit more than what they claim they're going to be able to claw back on COVID expenditures that, since the emergency is over, they don't need to make them anymore. Problem is, most of that money's in the states, and getting the states to give back the money, good luck. So you sit there and you say, okay, what
are you mean to tell me Gavin Newsom didn't right away send a check, to Joe Biden?
Yeah, not send a check back. That's for sure. So you sit there and you look at it and you say, okay, so a lot of the savings, the dollar savings, spending cuts are not real. We set the massive increases in spending and increasing the amount spent at every agency over the last 3 years. We didn't roll any of that back. So we're basically resetting the baseline to the post-COVID baseline, which is not what these guys are trying to do. Mm-hmm. And so from a just a fiscal perspective, it's a very limited limited win. Now, Thomas Massie, who's a very, very, he's a libertarian, he's very, votes no on everything, mm-hmm. has decided he's going to vote yes. And so I'm saying this to be fair, because he looks at it, he says, you know, the whole time I've been here, I've never been able to vote on anything that cut anything. And this does at least put, for 2 years, a 1% cap on spending growth and discretionary spending. And so he says, you know, at least it's something. And so, and Massie came to this conclusion, and so I'm being fair in terms of the dilemma some Republicans face.
Mm-hmm.
They, you get here in town, and it's so bad in terms of the ability to cut the size of the scope of government that there's something that even pretends to do so. You feel obliged to vote for it. What got me, and I'll just make this quick, what got me was there's a big fight over workfare, whether or not somebody should have to seek a job or get a job in order to be able to get benefits.
Right.
That's kind of a basic question. It's an 80-20, you know, 80% of the people say yes, they should have to be looking for a job. Mm. And
yeah, because you got a lot of young guys here collecting entitlements, young people that are still in the, you know, they're in the sweet spot of their productive lives, and you're saying no, just stay at home. I mean, and if you have any concern whatsoever about people's psychology, Rick, we know that people are happier when they're being productive. This is a natural inclination for the human mindset. And you impede that, and you frustrate the heck out of people. And we don't need more people frustrated.
The law actually says you're supposed to do that already.
Yes.
So it's a, and Joe Biden just wasn't enforcing the law. So they tried to fix that.
He's not enforcing the law.
Right.
Well, that's
so
novel.
Yeah, yeah, big shocker. So the Republicans said, oh, we're going to fix that. We're going to enforce the law to be enforced. Here's what they came up with. The only people the work requirements for welfare apply to are if you are between the ages of 50 and 54. And there's a whole bunch of other things that, you know, get you out of having to follow that. So apparently there's three Gen Xers out there who are working, who are not looking for a job, who are sitting there on the public dole, not looking for a job, who are able-bodied and able to and should be looking for a job. There's three Gen Xers out there, and they're the reason we've got this budget problem. It's when they sat there and said negotiate this deal down to, you know, only including people who are age 50 to 54. It shows you what are they doing? It's a negative because they're changing the existing law, which Joe Biden wasn't following, to a law that Joe Biden says this doesn't, his White House said this doesn't really affect anybody. There's no reason to worry about it. So that's not, and that's typical DC garbage. And the fact that the Republicans signed off on that in order to, and the Democrats were willing to fight like crazy to get that. Tells you that the Republican negotiators essentially said they went in with a position of weakness. I don't want to be in this fight, and we've got to get out of it. And the only way we can get out of it is to put some window dressing around so we can pretend like we did something while giving the Democrats everything they want. That's what they did, so that's why I oppose it.
Seems to be the case, doesn't it? I mean, quite obvious. I mean, especially, hey, all you got to do is look at what they did with the IRS, right? I mean, they cut back $1.4 billion out of $80
billion? Oh, but they got a promise that they're going to do $10 billion more. They got a promise $10 billion more, but it's not in this deal.
Yes, exactly. So. Yeah, they promised. Well, we know about the Democrats' promise. I mean, they promised that they would not let any more illegal aliens into the country after they made the deal with Reagan, right? Why should we doubt their promise? Yeah,
they
right.
Because exactly. The size of government in the tax deal with Reagan didn't happen.
Yeah, this is so frustrating, Rick, because you sit there and say these people are supposed to be about the people's bidding, and it's not whatsoever. They totally ignored We the People. We got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
With you. We're talking with the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, and I'm like you. You know, okay, what's next? I mean, is McCarthy's leadership on the line here? Will the Senate go along to get along here? To just finally, are they worn out? I mean, it almost seems like Rick, in this negotiation, there was a little bit of fatigue here. That perhaps. The Republican negotiators there from the House lost sight of what their mission was.
Yeah, I think they need to listen to more of what Kevin McCarthy's rhetoric was to understand, you know, during this fight, to understand what was at stake, and what they delivered was not even 10% of what was hoped for. So you've got a, and they would come back and they say, well, we only have a 5-vote majority and we don't control the Senate. We don't control the presidency. But the reality is the Democrats passed $187 billion IRS, funding with, hiring all those new IRS agents, armed IRS agents. They passed that with a 5-6 vote majority in the House, a 0-vote majority in the Senate, and the president. So they managed to get massive priorities done in terms of what they wanted to do. And so you got to expect that the House Republicans need to, you know, had to just say and be firm.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And they fell short. There's no two ways about it.
Well, that's a tough comparison, Rick. You know, why the Democrats are able to get away with what they get away with and the Republicans don't. I mean, what is the main problem here?
Well, I'll answer the question very directly, and it's there are a million lobbying interests in D.C. who represent every single grant, every single dollar that gets spent by the federal government. There are very few and very few that are funded that actually represent the idea of cutting the size and scope of government.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all of, so what do you end up fighting? You end up fighting who the Business Roundtable, the 161 biggest corporations in the world that are based, have business in the United States, are sitting there saying, no, we're going to have a disastrous default if you don't do something. You have all the capital banking interests saying you're going to have a disastrous default unless you do something. You have the media empire sit there say you have a disastrous default if you're going to do something. Mm-hmm. And recognizing that Fox News, the safe island for Republicans, is no longer a safe island. So you have so you look around and you say everybody who matters is saying it's going to be disaster. It's going to be flawless unless we do something. And the same people are saying, don't worry about the debt. It's fine. You know, it's all good. Don't worry about that. That's something we don't have to spend really focus on now. There's never a time for those interest groups when actually dealing with the size and scope of government matters.
Mm-hmm.
Because corporate America, big corporations, have become part of the government industrial complex. There's so much money that flows out of government and so many regulations that can shut them down or keep them open that they are that corporations are effectively controlled entities of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got they've got people who are hired, good people, know many of them, who are hired to protect their interests.
Of course.
Their interests are to, how do we make sure we don't get regulations that target us?
Right.
Well, in a Biden administration, if you want to do that, you better play ball. You may better not be, how do we play ball? Well, you better not support those crazy Republicans who want to cut size and scope of government. And so corporations who supposedly for free enterprise have actually decided that it is in their interest to be not in favor of free enterprise, but be in favor of controlled government, controlled economies, because they're the ones who think they believe they're the ones who get to control them.
Right.
If you can cut your competitors out and make it hard for a small entrepreneur to grow into a competitor, well, guess what? You're doing your job protecting your corporation. You're not protecting America.
Mm-hmm.
Not protecting free enterprise, in spite of the title of your maybe organization. You are, in fact, doing nothing but the will of a but your big government serves that purpose. So
yeah, exactly.
So that's the challenge I face every day is when you take on something like this goes far back, but when you take on something like Trans-Pacific Partnership, it's when Kevin McCarthy was then majority leader, was in the chair when fast-tracking Trans-Pacific Partnership passed the House of Representatives. And he stood in the chair and he looked up, and in the gallery around the House were all the lobbyists who were writing $5,000 checks to campaigns, right?
Right.
All the lobbyists were in the gallery. And Kevin McCarthy looked up and said, "The whole world is watching what you do today." And he swept his arms looking at toward the gallery, basically saying millions of dollars matter here in terms of political cash.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin McCarthy's tune has changed on that. This is why one of the reasons I don't want to get rid of him, because anybody else you get is not either not going to be better or it's going to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's the reality. That's what we face. And by the way, we still beat them.
Mm-hmm.
We still won. You have to be stupid to fight them.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit, just not worrying about getting your own teeth kicked in. But the fact is, there's a battle to be fought. Right does win. Truth wins out every once in a while. And it's enough to give you courage and be encouraged to keep in the fight. But in this particular instance, yes, Republicans fell short. They will probably pass this legislation with 100 Democrat votes. They will probably, and you know, it'll pass the Senate. Biden will sign it. And Biden will then talk about how he cut the budget, led the way to cut the budget in 2024, get reelected, and using this as a means of him getting reelected. So, but that's, guess what? Both sides get to play, and Republicans, we just don't have enough of them with backbones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Bottom line is we don't have enough good ones, and this comes down to primaries.
Yeah. Well, and
so, for all you folks out there, the answer is you need to talk to your own member of Congress. If they're a Republican, you say, make them justify why they supported this.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't support it, make them justify why they didn't support it.
Mm-hmm.
And make your decision based upon what you hear and whether you think that person's going to go back and they're going to fight for you.
Right.
Or are they going to fight for corporate interests in D.C.? They're going to fight for corporate interests and you vote for them anyway. Well, you've made a choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you sold out this Democratic Republic. I mean, it's already been sold out to such a degree, Rick, that, you know, it can be discouraging because you think, well, how can we right the ship? How can we get this country back on track?
I think we can. I think we can. And, you know, just having an expectation it's going to happen now
is
that's maybe not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is we can try to slice and dice them in rather one fell swoop with little wins.
Mm-hmm.
We have to slice and dice them with little wins for the next 2 year and a half, trying to cut back the ability of bureaucracy and others to basically.
Well, Rick, let me ask you this. When did that ever happen? When has that ever happened that we've been able to slice and dice?
Well, once again, I rolled back the Obamacare regulation that dealt with, would have taken over local zoning with just me being on it.
Right.
Just little old winemaker me and Paul Gosar, and we managed to get that done.
Right.
You know, we can do things through the appropriations process. There's a dozen opportunities to do things. They're just not things that are going to get major attention. But we can cut these guys with paper cuts, and that's got to be the strategy leading up to 2025, and we better win the 2024 election.
Exactly. So, you know, again, we're back to activating the citizenry and getting them to understand, you know, what is a victory and where we can win and where we can focus our energies. And I know that you focus on this, so direct people to the site so that they can get involved with, Get Liberty. Go ahead.
I would encourage people to go to dailytorch.com, and just sign, subscribe there.
Attention,
thank you,
timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. The House Rules Committee is advancing the debt ceiling to the floor, which clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says it just needs to get done.
We strongly urge both chambers to pass the bill and send it to the president's desk.
Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy says the bill does not go far enough to cut spending.
Be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
North Korea's attempt to launch the country's first spy satellite ended in failure. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says the vehicle crashed into the West Sea. It happened this morning, local time. South Korea's military first reported the launch as a space projectile, triggering emergency and evacuation alerts in Seoul and Japan. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and as announced, the adoption of the rules, the House Rules Committee advancing the debt ceiling bill to the floor, clearing a key hurdle as the legislation faces opposition from both Democrats and Republicans alike. The panel even voted 7-6 to adopt the rule. This, it was close. And you had Republican Representative Chip Roy out of Texas and Ralph Norman out of South Carolina joining all Democrats in opposing the rule. Nonetheless, it goes before the House as they will take this on and, you know, and see if there's anything that can possibly, you know, be done, you know, with this bill that might even make it more palpable. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. She says the debt ceiling deal struck by President Biden and Speaker McCarthy will face a critical first test. When we already faced that with the House Rules Committee, and they considered the bill. Meanwhile, the Tea Party Patriots Action is strongly opposed to this fake debt ceiling deal. Jenny Beth, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I have some news on one more thing we can try to do. It's a Hail Mary pass, but one more thing we can try to do.
And okay.
So what you just said was correct. Congressman Roy and Norman voted against the rule in the House Rules Committee. So now what is going to happen is that the rule proceeds to the floor of the House for a vote at around 3:30 today, 3:30 Eastern time. And then the vote on the final passage of the bill should be around 8:30 to 9 o'clock tonight. We need members in the House, Republican members, to vote against the rule at 3:30. And what that would mean is that the rule without, so right now the rule that passed yesterday says no amendments whatsoever could be offered from the floor of the House. Mm-hmm. And at the very, very least, We have the amendment from Congressman Andrew Clyde, who is from Georgia, who would his amendment would get rid of the funding for the IRS agents and would prevent those IRS agents from being fired. And it makes the bill less awful. It doesn't make it a great bill, but at least that would make it less awful. And it would ensure that Republicans who campaigned saying they would not allow those IRS agents to be hired would keep their promises.
Exactly. Well, what about anything on the border, Jenny Beth, because there's a big hole regarding, you know, our border security. But I guess, you know, when you go to pick and choose, what would be most significant, what you're reading out of all the polling and everything else is number one is the IRS target, right?
Yeah, I think that the IRS is the lowest hanging fruit. All American taxpayers don't want that, regardless of their party. No one wants the IRS breathing down your neck.
Yes.
And so that does poll well, you're right. The Republicans campaigned on it, and it is something that should gather bipartisan support very easily. Mm-hmm. So this is something that it is the lowest hanging fruit. As far as the border goes, based on what we are seeing right now, I don't think that we're going to have anything that addresses the border happen right now, and we're going to have to look at that in the appropriations process and the continuing resolutions and omnibus that ultimately will pass. Mm. It's not what your listeners want to hear. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying that's what it looks like is going to happen.
Yeah, these are the cards that have been dealt out, and how do we maximize it, as Gary Bauer said. You know, when you're looking at $80 billion of funding to the IRS and you only cut maybe $1 billion, $1.5 billion, you know, it's kind of almost lip service and an insult to the American people, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I think the worst thing about it is that it's an insult to the House majority. McCarthy has this majority. He had some leverage going into those negotiations, and he just caved. He caved like a house of cards. And the sad thing is that he and his team actually think they got a good deal. And yet all of Biden's progressive programs, Biden's spokespeople are calling them progressive. I would probably go so far as to say his socialist
Yes.
programs and regulations continue to be funded. They're not. Nothing is happening to the funding for those. That is not a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, here it is. We elect our representatives in there to, support our best interests. And after everything is said and done, is now that we understand exactly, or at least more of what was negotiated. Yeah, it leaves a bad taste in the people's mouths. And if the Republicans have any hope of doing something in a positive way by, you know, gaining more power in 2024, they may have made it more difficult for themselves after this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that they have. The reason that I think they've made it more difficult for 2024 is that especially Republican primary voters want to see people who are willing to fight and stand up for what is right. And, that's not happening right now. And then even I think general election voters want people who they can trust to keep their promises. Even if they don't completely always agree with them, at least they know what they're getting.
Exactly.
And right now, with many of these who are going to vote in favor of this bill, you're not quite sure what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it really seems that leadership, I know we always blame leadership, Jenny Beth, but that's what you have to do. I mean, this is what is required for a time like this. I mean, this leadership takes you where you need to go, who can express the vision, who can articulate why certain things have to take place. And they do so with such passion and with a sense of finality that there's no compromise. But, the order of the day in the Beltway and why the deep state has been able to gain so much ground and control is because there has been that compromise. To such a degree that people wonder, okay, what does the GOP really stand for anymore?
It stands, well, I think that the Republican Party is made up of much more than the elected officials. It's made up of the voters.
Yes.
So what it stands for to the voters is different than what it stands for to the elected officials. The
exactly.
elected officials, the ones who are voting for this, they really are part of the uniparty. It's very frustrating.
Mm. Well, when you are you're infected by the Beltway disease, I can see how that happens. You get so inside the bubble that you ignore your constituency. But this is the rub. And this is where, as you say, I think there's a clear contrast, and I agree with you, a clear difference between the Republican conservative voter versus their representation in the Beltway. But yet they will go back to their constituency and say, well, you don't understand. Well, I think we do understand. I mean, that's an insult to suggest that we don't understand. The reason that we voted you into office, because we thought you had the guts, if I can put it in those terms, to go and fight the good fight and go find a hill to die on behalf of the American people. Is that fair?
That is fair. And what you'll hear from some of these people when they come home are things like, oh, you don't understand. We had to do this. We don't want to default. First, America's never defaulted. Even if this got delayed, we're not going to default. We will still pay our bills.
Yes.
Period. That's scare tactics and fear mongering, period. And if they tell you that, they're falling for the media and the pressure from the swamps, fear mongering.
Mm-hmm.
They're falling for it. Two, they'll say, well, we only control one half of one third of government, so we can't do much, much more. We've heard this before, yet somehow when Pelosi controlled one third of government, she was able to get a heck of a lot more for her party and in her agenda than what McCarthy has been able to do. So don't give us that. Pelosi was much better at this than McCarthy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that is the whole point of all this. And it's clear, there's a clear contrast, is how were the Democrats able to accomplish their goals and the Republicans not? You know, you bring up an excellent point here, and it's up to the voter, the conservative voter, to hold their elected, you know, officials, to hold their feet to the fire, right?
That is exactly right. That's why we need to call and tell them to vote against the rule and against the final passage.
Where can they go for more information, Jenny Beth, as we wrap up? We got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Thank you, Jenny Beth Martin. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingaroner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Keeping an eye on the Beltway, got to hold them accountable. Really have to hold them. We got to be serious about it. This is the problem that we have. Government has become so massive and overwhelming. And I understand. Look, we're trying to take care of our families, and focus on the things that are important for us here in our local communities. And meanwhile, we see all the stuff that's going on in the Beltway, and it can be a bit disconcerting. But look, this is a government up for by we the people. We have got to mount up a challenge and hold them accountable because so much is on the line here. Issues of national security, because all things go through that crossroads. National security. We have to think in those terms and how our national security is being compromised at every turn. In fact, the latest here is the House Homeland Security Appropriations Bill includes a massive increase in the guest worker program. Chris Chmielewski, who is the Numbers USA Vice President, is here to break it down for us. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, always good to have you with us. Hopefully you had some good rest on your vacation here, and and it's time to get back to all the heavy lifting. So help us understand. Yeah. And help us understand what's going on with HHS and this appropriations bill.
Right. So we've got a couple of Republican members, despite the border surge that's happening. And, we've talked about the numbers a couple of times in previous weeks. Millions of people literally have crossed the border illegally and been released by the Biden administration into the interior of the United States over the last 2 or 3 years. And yet we've still got a handful of Republicans who are pushing to expand some of the guest worker programs and using the must pass Homeland Security Appropriations Bill. That's the spending bill for the next fiscal year. So this would be fiscal year 2024, which starts on October 1st. They're looking to expand both the agricultural guest worker program, but also the low skilled guest worker program as well. They're the H visas is what we call them, H-2 visas. There's the H-2A that deals with agriculture, H-2B visas that deals with, historically these have been to fill jobs in hospitality in areas that have, tourism spurts in the middle of the summertime, theme parks, things like that. But employers are using them for a whole host of industries. And like I said, even though we've had these millions of people coming in, they still want to expand these guest worker programs.
And so with the expansion, well, you got people coming in, but, they're illegal. So, and you've got the push for E-Verify. So
right.
Here we got these people that, in a sense, they're going to be dormitized here in the meanwhile,
well,
right?
The thing is the Biden administration has been granting most of them parole, which comes with a work permit. So even though they're in the country illegally and they crossed our borders illegally, if they've been paroled and received a work permit, then they can legally work these jobs. And these are the kind of jobs that they're going to go work. They're going to go work on farms, or they're going to work in, you know, they're going to work in hospitality industry or landscaping. These are the types of jobs that in all likelihood, especially those single adult males that are crossing the border illegally, these are the kinds of jobs that they're going to work. This is just simply an attempt by a handful of lawmakers who are cozied up to some of these special interest groups that just want a consistent flow of cheap foreign labor, and they don't want to rely on border surges. If the border surge were to end tomorrow, you know, maybe their pipeline of cheap foreign labor gets cut off.
Right.
So that's why they want to put these expanded guest worker programs into the law. But to use the appropriations process, which again is a must pass process, it's supposed to set the spending levels for the next fiscal year. You know, we've never really believed, Numbers USA has really never supported legislating through the appropriations process. And a lot of Republicans, quite frankly, don't really support legislating through the appropriations process. And they hate when the Democrats try to do it. Mm-hmm. But that's simply what they're trying to do here, is legislate through the appropriations process rather than just bringing bills up to the floor through regular order.
They're relentless, aren't they?
I mean,
to circumvent the process in order to get your way, it's like, how does that benefit the American people at large?
Right, and it really doesn't. And part of the reason why they're stuffing them into these appropriations bills is because these bills are enormous. You know, look at the debt.
Who's gonna read, page 552, subsection 3A? I mean, you know, it's crazy.
Exactly. We're talking 1,000-page bills.
Yes.
1,000-plus page bills, and there's so many other key highlights and major significant provisions within these large pieces of legislation that they figure they can just bury these small provisions. We've seen Democrats and Republicans alike do it with small scale amnesties, trying to grant amnesty to the tens of thousands of Afghans that came over unauthorized during our evacuation of Afghanistan. We see them trying to do it time after time after time. Just bring bills to the floor. If this is what you believe in, have a floor debate and let's discuss it. Don't try to hide them, sneak them into these massive appropriations bills that you know is going to force members to take difficult. Well, I don't want to not fund Homeland Security. But I also don't want to – so they've got to weigh the pluses and minuses, and many times the pluses outweigh the minuses, so they're forced into voting for these guest worker expansion type things.
I'll tell you, it's no wonder America finds itself in the position that we're in now, Chris. I mean, and what we're talking about is one minor but yet significant example, and if they're doing it – with this, how many other things are they doing this with? Because it seems that somehow our elected officials, they don't want to debate. They don't want to respect due process. And due process is there for, you know, we the people. You know, it's not, you know, they don't go to Washington to have it easy peasy. I mean, they're going there to legislate on behalf of the American people. And for them, they've turned it into, you know, a bit of a game. Okay, well, it's, I don't want to deal with this, so we're going to find some end around, right? And every time they find an end around, well, then, you know, if the left's going to do it, the right's going to do it. And it just mushrooms here on us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And that's, you know, unfortunately, it's the American people who have to suffer some of these. They suffer from the consequences of these policies. And, you know, most Americans aren't going to have to directly compete with some more of these low-wage workers that they're trying to bring in through these programs, that they're trying to expand through these programs. But it's the ones those are the Americans that it's hardest for them to speak up. You know, they can't make the campaign contribution. And a lot of them are using these jobs to springboard to higher paying jobs, you know, to work their way up the jobs ladder. And by expanding these guest worker programs, they're just saying, nope, we don't want to hire Americans for these jobs. We want to rely on cheap foreign labor to do it. And again, you know, you made the point earlier. There's so much at stake for these special interest groups. Yeah, because their profit margin. I mean, this has a dramatic effect. I mean, in most cases, it's like, I think it's about a third of most companies, their budgets are payroll, somewhere around that area. So this is a significant slice of their spending pie, and they want to keep those wage levels as low as possible, especially in times of high inflation.
This is amazing, Chris, that we find ourselves today in this modern era. After all the argument of slavery, I mean, we've just modernized the process a bit.
We have.
You know, I mean, we call it cheap labor, but it is in a sense that. The other thing that I'm concerned about, and you and I have discussed this before previously, is that, you know, how much confidence do we have in these migrants who are coming into the country illegally that are beholden to the cartels? I'm not seeing any vetting here. You know, they're counting on cheap labor. But if these people are beholden to the cartels, how much of, you know, their true labor equity do these businesses have? Are they, in a sense, opening the door to a bunch of Trojan horses that it could, in the long run, bite them in the back end?
Yeah, it could end up being that way for some of these businesses. But I think that's also why you see the Biden administration going to some of the extremes that they're going to try to allow the surge of illegal immigration to continue, but to diminish the amount of people that are crossing the border illegally and are beholden to those cartels by you know, the allowing people to sign up for appointments at ports of entry through the CBP One app and setting up parole processing centers across other countries. You know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get these people to continue to come to the United States but bypass the cartels.
Good luck.
They're no longer beholden to them.
Good luck.
Again, if you...
No, that's
end of the day,
that's total fantasy. They've got that border controlled. They got both sides of the border under control, Chris.
Right.
I mean, come on. Let's be true and honest. I know you are. I mean, I know you're not trying to play anything here, but this is the reality. Biden, the administration, this is what they've done. And they are infiltrating the U.S. labor force with compromised, you know, with compromised elements of labor. And this is extremely dangerous. I mean, everything, you know, like we were talking about earlier, it's like everything must go through the nexus of national security. And right now it seems that Joe Biden and the Democrats and some of those in corporate America and those certainly looking, you know, for cheap labor, you know, national security be damned. Well, what are they going to do when it's their families and their children that, you know, get into trouble because of, you know, what they brought into the country?
Right. Yeah, we'll have to, I think the key thing to watch over the next couple months is what the border numbers do now at the end of Title 42 and them creating all these bypasses.
Yeah, there's so much more behind those numbers. You're exactly right, Chris Chmielewski. Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate your faithfulness to come on the show every week. He's the Numbers USA Vice President, Chris Chmielewski.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final...